Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You can tell this, but we don't show prep. So he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already. It's Mercy, ha ha. It's a Six Rick Kane show. Can't forget the name though. Got Jazz Blue Vision DJ break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We'll put a live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the Six Rick champs. It's more than a dream. This is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still. Put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane show. The Six Rick Kane show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
However, the question for me is the interesting one is, and again, it doesn't really matter about starting. It's about snaps at the end of the day and who gets hot and who plays more. But, you know, a lot of talk about Sam Brown obviously being one of the guys and Xavier Restrepo. Now you're left with the other side of the ball. Is it Jacoby George or is it Isaiah Horton? Because a lot of talk has been lately that Isaiah Horton is going to be that guy that's going to be starting, not Jacoby George. However, you saw the production with Jacoby George last year. You haven't seen it yet with Zay, but a lot of people, again, are talking about Zay Horton potentially having the best numbers as well. And he's grown. He's developed a lot. He's gotten a lot better. And he looks, I mean, he's all a 6'4", 220 pounds as a freaking wide receiver. It's impressive. But you've seen flashes of him being really, really good. That Texas A&M game and a couple other games showed that he can play. But you've seen the same thing from Jacoby George. The only thing with him is – his regression was in his attitude, right? And the way that he played and, you know, how he was letting it affect his playing was his mind, his mindset, right? He was a little bit of a head case. Who starts on that side? Do you guys think it's Zay or do you guys think it's Jacoby George? Go ahead, Vish, what do you think?
Jacoby George.
Yeah. Why do you think it is Jacoby George? Just
I think you kind of broke it down a little bit there. He's produced on the road in rivalry games. He was the best player in the field against Florida State last year, including Florida State's players. Just didn't have anything else with him, basically, on the offensive side of the ball in that game. And when he has had his head on right, he's been uncoverable. And so I don't think you go into this first game of the season in a rivalry game where he'll likely be more focused and assume he's not going to have his head on right. And I mean, Horton, like you said, has flashed a few times, but he doesn't have the snaps or the playing time to have proven out what Jacoby has. I don't see how you leave him on the bench.
By the way, before we get to BJ's pick on who's going to start there, On3 just updated their college football playoff bracket. Listen to how stupid it is. All of a sudden, now they have Georgia Tech as the number 14 in the country in the bracket, in the playoff bracket.
What's like, the number 14? It's probably a live. No, but I think if you probably read the criteria, it's probably there's an automatic.
Oh, like based off of their records, like
yeah, no, I think they probably have a thing
and beating right a now. Top 10 team.
Well, no, they're the ACC first place team by themselves right now, so they have to worst Never they can mind. Do is That's fourth. Stupid, then. The worst they can do is fourth because
they have Miami as one of the first four out though. That's the thing. So
it's yeah, because but the top four teams are the top four highest rated conference finishers, which was a thing. Where you had to compete for it until the Pac-12 no longer existed. Now it's just like the fifth place team in the American Conference is not going to be ranked higher than the fourth place team in the ACC or first place team in the ACC or whatever it is. So you're gonna end up with the top four teams are going to be the SEC winner, the Big Ten winner, the Big 12 winner, and the ACC winner in some order. So
right.
Since they're in first place in the conference, they're 1-0. And I think I'm assuming what they did is after those top four. Assuming teams haven't played a conference game yet, which I don't think anyone else has other than that too. So they're probably just predicting who won the conference and then five down slotting in behind them. So that's all that was.
Gotcha. DJ, you think it's George or it's Horton as a starter?
George, but I'm very intrigued by Horton.
I think he's got the goods, man. He's good.
I have to say, I am very intrigued by Horton, and I understand season opener against Florida in a tough environment. You play the guys – who you know can produce, like you mentioned, but I am very intrigued by Horton and what he can bring to the table.
Yeah, I think Jacoby George starts also because of what you guys mentioned, the experience of being out there in big games. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play the most, right? But I just think to start off the game, you need to have your guys that are ready for that atmosphere right off the bat. You know. I mean, I know you know. I mean, look, Zay Horton was there at FSU. He was there against Texas A&M. So he's got that experience as well, but – I think that it doesn't necessarily mean that he is the odd man out because I think you're going to see five or six receivers play. But, you know, and he may be the guy that's going to be the go-to guy at the end of this, when it's all said and done. I don't think it's a knock on him. I think that having that situation where you can start any of them is good. But I think Jacoby, because of his big playmaking ability that we know he has, I think he starts right off the bat. So it'll be interesting to see. There's a couple other things here. I'm loving the news about Fletcher being ready. Better chance. There's one right before that though. Vish Cam Ward made an interesting comment saying that what he needs Horton to do is be on the same page with him when the play breaks down. Okay, so you know maybe that's a part of development on his half that he needs to be aware. I think that's awareness, right? That's awareness. You got to be aware of what's going on. So I get that. I totally get that. Yeah.
It also feeds into what Blue was talking about in terms of, you know, there's a short runway here for these players to get in sync. So that can also dictate a lot of playing time. Who's sure. just gotten, you know, aligned to Cam Ward more quickly.
Right.
Was likely as for the first game. That doesn't mean to Jazz's point by the end of the game or by, you know, a few games from now, maybe that changes over. But right now you got to go with whoever you're comfortable is going to execute out there.
Absolutely. Better chance of rushing for almost 200 or passing for over 300 yards. I mean, that's
rushing.
You know?
Yes.
Yes.
Both.
That's a good answer because
we're gonna kick their ass as well.
I don't know. 200 yards. I can see Cam Ward throwing for 300 yards or more.
I think we'll be leaning on the running game the second half with a healthy lead there. Get a lot of carries.
But if it's a shootout type of game, yeah, which I can see them leaning on Cam Ward to make some plays. So it can go either way, right? It's tough to say. I'll just say 300 yards. Vish will say 200 yards rushing.
I'm doing both. We're going for 600 total. Over 200 on the ground, over 300 in the air.
Hey, screw it, right? What the hell? VJ, you think it's more than likely rushing? Or
rushing, yeah. Rushing.
Okay, cool. Point didn't know the plays here. Maybe you could tell him he's supposed to come back. Okay, cool. I think Jacoby gets a nod. See, we got some others that are talking about Jacoby. First play, I would put Horton at the slot and send him deep up the seam. Hey, listen, you never know, right? You never know. That might work out. You imagine that guy at 6'4" in the slot? Like, who's going to cover him? That's a 5'7" wide receiver, a 5'7" corner.
Slot corner?
Mario Cristo goes in the studio, just stop. Hey, man, I like your thinking, studio. I like your thought process, all right?
Lewis.
If Horton is the best wide receiver on the team, no one's going to be able to cover us. So
yeah, he might be talent-wise because of his size, his strength, his speed. But that's not the only thing you need to play. So we'll see what happens there. Word of the day, Elijah. Elijah Arroyo or Elijah Lofton?
He said both, man. You didn't know. You gotta read to the end.
Look, I saw a formation. A lot of people saw it too. I don't know if you guys saw it on social media. There was a formation in the backfield, and it was Cam Ward and like the pistol. You saw it, DJ, because you nodded your head. Yeah. It was Cam Ward like in the pistol, and he had Chris Johnson to his left, and he had Elijah Lofton behind him, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, look at that formation." That would be a pretty crazy formation.
It would. I gotta
say, if that ends up on the internet, it's look, we can talk about Mario all we want, but he is very much about the subterfuge. If that ended up on the internet, there's 0% chance that we break that formation. Elijah Lofton will get on the field.
I think he's going to have an impact in this game. I think
he very well might. He's going to get on the field. Chris Johnson's also going to get on the field.
Oh, yeah.
These are players that are impact players. I would be shocked if we line up in that formation, just not because it's like crazy or stupid or anything, just because there's no way Mario would set up. Mario's firing half the athletic department if that was actually a plan to line up like that.
Well, wait a second. What if it happens, right, that you send and then Chris Johnson just goes on a wheel route and takes off? And then Elijah Lofton takes off on the other end, and it's just like one of these. It's like the first play, boom, and you score six on it.
Okay, we're definitely not lining up first play with Chris Johnson, Elijah Lofton.
You stop it, Vish. Let me drink.
Without Damian Martinez, go stand on the sideline. We got Fletcher. You too.
I love it. How you drink. Don't sleep on Shamar Kirk. Yeah, man. Look, this is fun.
Only one ball, man.
You can name some guys, and you're like, I mean, he was a spring ball MVP.
Yeah, we have depth. We have depth.
Yes, it is.
Against Capu in Miami,
of course it is, man. What's the matter with you, Pimp? What do you think? What other green cup would you see anybody drinking in Miami? Come on, man. I got like four of these, right? I got to hide them from everybody. You know, people steal them here in my house. Yeah, we spoke about that earlier, 904, about Brashard starting at running back over Rooster, it looks like. Good for him.
Yeah. But by the way, that game was won by a legacy game, RJ Maryland.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Crazy, right?
Tight end.
Good wide receiver. Very good wide receiver.
It's so, tight end, right, TJ?
Tight end.
Yeah. immediately has to. It's TJ. It's a tight end, right? Like,
I am the tight end guru.
We got the North American expert on tight ends here.
TJ, bro. My bad.
That sounds like something after dark. The tight end guru.
Here's what I'll say about this. Look, Mario has, everyone knows this is a pet peeve of mine, so we'll cut deep. Obviously he didn't kneel the ball, but that's not his only blunder, yeah, right? I mean, if you have not completely wiped the bowl game from remember, I encourage you to watch what we'll call a
Cleveland honestly, drought. A lot of coaches do have time management.
Well, this is what I was getting at. So, we can all talk about some of the pretty overt mistakes he's made, but every coach should have some guy in charge of the clock or woman, whatever. So someone that's just like, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to not just, and we, cause we look at the egregious stuff. Like, I can't believe we didn't call timeout or we should have spiked the ball or should have kneeled it.
Yeah.
But there are other ways to manage the clock throughout the 60 minutes that, again, most coaches don't do. And so, yeah, I agree. It's good that he's admitting his flaws, but also this is something every coach should do. There's so much crap you're in charge of, so much stuff you're doing on the sideline during a game.
Yeah.
The idea that you should also be on the side that trying to do math in your head is crazy.
Everything on the sideline moves 1,000 miles an hour, and it's very easy to lose track of time and not realize, what the clock is. It's easy for us to sit here and look at the TV and say, why aren't you calling a timeout? But coaches have a ton of responsibilities on the sidelines, and I can bet that for like 80% of them, the clock is probably one of the last things on their mind. Everything just moves so quick, and you have to make so many snap decisions that, sometimes the clock is something that they forget about.
And it's also, I mean, we don't, again, that, those are like kind of the egregious things. That's why I say like every coach just repeats themselves, when in doubt, call timeout, because it rhymes and they won't forget it. Because you can always play faster. If you blow your timeout if you blow your timeout, you can always play faster to make up for it. But once the time goes, it is gone. You don't get the seconds back ever. And you'll see that most of the mistakes are made is because can't take those timeouts with you.
Most NFL right? coaches have one, but most college coaches do not.
But DJ, even beyond those overt kind of errors, like there are opportunities throughout the game. Like the stuff you see kind of in basketball where they go for a 2-for-1, that exists in football too.
Yep.
Let me score with enough time to get the ball back at the end of a half. You never see teams really doing things like that. Like we focus a lot on the 2-minute drill and, let me make sure we have a chance to score at the end of the half and stuff. But we don't really – hey, there's 8 minutes left in the second quarter. If we score in 4 minutes versus 3 minutes, it increases our chance of winning by X percent. Like, that stuff is not happening from a head coach,
right?
Right. There's just no way they can be on top of that as well as everything else they have to do. So,
and I think to Mario's point in the chat, he says most NFL coaches have one, but most college coaches do not. I think as you see the increase in analysts. Now that they're allowing, more college coaches are going to have one.
Right, that's true. They now have expanded staff. So
yeah,
one of the more famous negative plays of Nick Saban's career was attempting a 600-yard field goal at the end of the game that his kicker couldn't make, that got run back for a touchdown, which is celebrated by a great play by Auburn. But no one asked why Alabama mismanaged the clock and then had to kick a 70-yard field goal, or what he was trying to do, and why he tried to kick it, right? I mean, this is just every coach has had clock issues. In fact, up DJ's way, Belichick famously when
Tennessee Titans playoff game.
This is a game they won. They won the Super Bowl because the Seahawks threw the ball. So no one remembers that Belichick was sitting on timeouts, letting the Seahawks run the clock out. And they were going to, instead of giving Brady like a minute and a half left to try and go back down and win the game, they let the Seahawks run the clock out, but then they threw an interception, so the Patriots win, and everyone's like, wow. And it's like, well, you mismanaged that too, right? I mean,
the thinking there was that Pete Carroll would eat himself alive and make the wrong decision, and it was a risky call, but he was absolutely correct.
He was not trying to mind mess with it. It's just that, again, if you're a great coach, which Belichick obviously is probably the best coach in NFL history, but, you know, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole of is it Brady or him. It's a stupid conversation. But
I agree.
The thing with the great coaches is they're not in close games. They kick your ass.
In the Super Bowl?
I'm generally speaking. So there's very few chances for them to screw the clock up, right? And that's where we need to get to. Like, if we're sitting here, you know, worrying about four or five times this year how we manage the clock at the end of the game, that's not good. You don't want to be in that many close games. And so, I mean, that's the issue there.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.